Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, my question today might be a difficult one for you. Is there a pain in your life that you have not dealt with yet? Is there unresolved emotional pain that has damaged your life? Well, the title of our lesson today is Emotional Debt. Yes, there are many kinds of debt. Now, where does emotional debt come from? That's what we'll discuss today. So here's a question for you. What is the first step toward dealing with pain? What is the first step toward dealing with pain? And what should you accept responsibility for and why? So what should you accept responsibility for and why should you accept responsibility for it? Friends, I know you're going to find the answer in our lesson today, so let's begin.
Emotional debt. Your emotional debt can come from various forms of past abuse or neglect. You may be holding on to painful memories of controlling parents or very demanding teachers. You may not have dealt with the pain of a broken relationship or the death of a loved one. Any negative emotion that you have suppressed over the years can come back to cause harm when you least expect it. Recognize your feelings, but don't focus on them all the time. Acknowledging and confronting your pain is difficult, but recognizing it is the first step toward dealing with it.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 neglect 这个不可数名词。Neglect 是指忽视或疏于照顾。例如 the child suffered from neglect and malnutrition and was placed with a foster family. 这个孩子被疏于照顾而且营养不良被安置在寄养家庭。或者是 the husband's neglect hurt his wife deeply. 丈夫对于妻子的冷落造成妻子很深的伤害。Neglect 也可以当动词，例如 Larry totally neglected his appearance and looked like a homeless guy. Larry 完全不修边幅，被误认成无家可归的人。继续我们看的是 suppress 这个动词 ，P-R-E-S-S 这个字根有紧压的意思，所以 suppress 是指抑制、克制情感或者是忍住。例如 ，Eric learned how to suppress his anger toward his boss.Eric 学会了如何压抑对老板的愤怒。Suppress 也指控制或者是镇压。例如 ,the government sent troops to suppress the rebels. 政府派部队去镇压反抗军。Suppress 的过去分词 suppressed 也可以当形容词。例如 ,suppressed feelings 是指被压抑的情感。
Seriously, I don't know what the problem is.Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Now, I would like to start our lesson here today and have a good time, but it seems like Rebecca is holding on to something that maybe she shouldn't.
Well, Gabe, you are late. You're always late, and sometimes that is really frustrating, and I'm trying to let it go, but it's really hard to.
Okay. Well, maybe you need to let it go for now, and you just...Don't hold on to it anymore. We need to talk about these important things.
Oh, well, maybe we could try to resolve the issue later.
Okay. So for now, it's unresolved?
Yes.
Okay, well, would you like to begin here today?
Yes, I will put a smile on my face and let's begin. Because that's the way we should do things, right? When there's unresolved issues. Just smile and it'll all go away.
Yeah, just sweep the problems under the rug and let's pretend everything is okay.
But let's begin. Your emotional debt can come from various forms of past abuse or neglect.And this is kind of what we were talking about a little bit yesterday, right? If you have something from the past and you don't resolve that issue, it can come and affect future relationships or friendships.
Mm-hmm. So that's the issue. That must be the real problem. You're not upset that I was late. Maybe your dad or mom or your brother in the past, they were late to something and you haven't let go of it, huh?
You know, maybe. I guess I'll just have to take some time and think about it.
Oh.
But, you know, Gabe.
Huh?
Sometimes, you know, people get upset when I'm late.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But hopefully that's just because of the moment and there was nothing in the past that made someone upset. You know, this is very important to think about, friends. We're just playing around right now. But it's important to think about the current issues or problems that you have. Is it really a problem that is just current that you can solve right now? Or is there something deeper from someone's past that maybe someone needs to work on or resolve? We read on here, you may be holding on to painful memories of controlling parents or very demanding teachers. So you see that phrase, to hold on to something. Rebecca, what does that mean?
I'm holding on to my clipboard. I won't let it go.
Yes.
I'm going to keep it.
Yes, but Rebecca, you know what?
Yeah.
You should just
let it go.
Let it go. Let your clipboard fly away.
No, Gabe.
Huh?
Hold on for just a moment. When we talk about holding on to something, yes, I am holding on to my clipboard. But in our lesson, if you hold on to a painful memory, that means you're keeping it inside of you, you refuse to forgive that person, and you keep replaying these thoughts in your mind about what this person did to you. This is not a good situation.
Nope. So, friends, of course, the opposite is to let something go, right? To hold on to something, or you're going to let it go, or try to find a way to resolve it. We continue, you may not have dealt with the pain of a broken relationship or the death of a loved one. So these are just examples of things that are unresolved. Any negative emotion that you have suppressed over the years can come back to cause harm when you least expect it. Now, if someone is suppressing something, maybe they're not dealing with it like they should. Maybe they should talk to the other person, but instead they're just thinking about it by themselves and just keeping it inside.
Let me tell you something, Gabe. One of the things that frustrates me so much is when there's an unresolved issue. Let's say I do something to somebody else, and then the other person, they suppress it, and they give me the silent treatment.
Oh.
Meaning that they don't want to sit down and talk about it, but you know that you did something that bothers the other person, but you don't know what you did.
And so they don't even tell you.
Yeah, they don't tell you. And
maybe sometimes it's because they think, oh, they should know better. They should know what the problem is. But friends, that's not always the case. Sometimes the other person knows, but often you need to communicate that to the other person anyway.
Well, we see another phrase here that we would like to talk about, and that is the phrase at the end of the sentence, least expected. When you least expect something to happen, that just means that something happens at a time when you are not expecting it. So, for example, our old cars used to give us the most problems when we least expected it. Usually, it was right in the middle of an intersection.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny now. At the time, it wasn't so funny.
So the car had problems. It had problems all along, right? But then you never knew when the problems would show themselves.
And usually it happened when we needed to be somewhere.
So just when you least expected it. So in the same way that these negative emotions that you have, maybe you've experienced this, friends. Maybe things seem to be going okay for months or even years. Everything seems to be fine. And then you have one conversation with somebody and you get really angry and you're not even sure why. It's because of something you haven't dealt with.
So remember, you need to recognize your feelings, but don't focus on them. Acknowledge and confront your pain. Mm-hmm. Can be difficult, but it's very important.
Well, right now it is time for us to go to
the Info Cloud. Oh, yeah.
Let's get the skinny on what they have.
Hello, friends.
We know there are many words in English that mean the same thing or have very similar meanings. But no matter how similar they are, words often have different connotations.
Right. Let's take a look at the words thin and skinny as an example. Now, they both mean the same thing, don't they?
Yes, thin and skinny have the same meaning. They both refer to the condition of not having too much flesh. But their connotations are different. If you want to compliment someone on their body shape, which would you use, Ken?
Thin, because it has a slightly more positive connotation than skinny, which can mean bony or very thin.
True. However, I think it would be okay to use skinny to describe children. It's just that when you use it to describe adults, its meaning becomes slightly negative. By the way, Ken, I think you're looking thin these days.
Oh, thanks for the compliment. I've been working out. 英文有很多的同义字，乍看之下意思相同，但仔细推敲就会发现它们有不同的 connotation，内涵或深层的含义。就像 thin 跟 skinny 这两个字都表示瘦的，但它们的 connotation 不同。 thin 比较正面，如果你要称赞某人的身材很瘦，就可以用 thin， 对方听到了也会很高兴。 skinny 比较负面，它的程度比 thin 更瘦，有一点接近皮包骨的瘦，所以一个 skinny 的人看起来或许并不是很健康。但 skinny 可以用在小朋友身上，因为小孩子并不在意，也没有这一方面的顾虑。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
On the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about what you should do with your emotional debt. And we've already talked about why emotional debt exists. Perhaps there is something in your past that you have not resolved or dealt with. And what about anger? Sometimes we get angry. Sometimes we're not exactly sure why. What should you do if this happens? Well, that's what we're going to talk about next.
Emotional debt. Admit you are angry about the past and discuss it with someone you trust or write it down. This will ease some of the anger and resentment you've kept bottled up for years. Refuse to be a victim and accept responsibility for dealing with your painful past. This puts you in charge and limits the power your emotions have over you. Take specific steps to resolve your emotional debt now instead of dealing with the consequences later.
OK, 接下来我们看 bottle up 这个动词片语。bottle 本来是指装入瓶中，在这里是指控制。所以 bottle up 是指克制或者是压抑强烈的情绪或情感。例如 bottling up your feelings can affect your interpersonal relationships. 一直压抑情绪会影响到你的人际关系。或者是 William usually tries to bottle up his anger, but sometimes he loses his temper. William 通常会试着压抑住怒气，但有时还是会发脾气。最后我们看 consequence 这个名词。SEQU 这个字根有连续或跟随的意思，所以 consequence 是指后果或结果。例如 ,we can't afford the consequences of not doing anything about the situation. 如果我们对于这个状况不做任何处理，将来的后果会无法收拾。或者是 ,if you don't take your medication regularly, you'll have to suffer the consequences. 如果你不按时服药，就得面对后果。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, it's time for us to continue talking about emotional debt and how to deal with emotional debt. We read here, admit you are angry about the past and discuss it with someone you trust or write it down. I do think that this is a very important step because sometimes people get angry about something. Maybe they've been hurt. Someone did something to them that was very hurtful, and then the person gets really, really, really angry, but then they're afraid to talk about it.
Well, Rebecca, what if you're afraid to talk about it because maybe you're afraid to admit that maybe you were wrong in some way? Or what if you're afraid to talk about it with somebody because you're afraid it might just turn into a gossip fest, like a time to gossip about something with somebody else? Aren't those issues too?
I think those are definitely some very serious issues. And even something that I struggle with at times, because if someone does something to you and it hurts you, you might need to talk to someone about it, but you don't want to be gossiping about it, right? I think the biggest difference between gossip and sharing is when you're sharing, you really do care about the other person and you want the best for them. When you gossip, you really don't care about the other person. You really are just talking, so you have something to talk about.
And you're talking about the other person, maybe to someone hoping that they will also think about this person in a negative way with gossip. So it really depends on your motives, just like Rebecca said, but it is important to discuss these things with somebody else, a friend that you trust. This will ease some of the anger and resentment you've kept bottled up for years. Now, I want to see that picture again because I think that represents resentment well, or to resent somebody. You kind of have this idea of, I don't like you for some reason, and maybe I'd like to like you, but I can't right now because of something you did. I resent you.
That's right. And the guy in the picture, he does look like he is resenting somebody, whether it's the girl in the picture or whether it's something she had done. But there are other ways that you can use this word to resent. Judy resents having to eat vegetables as a kid. So let's say, for example, Judy had to sit at the table. She wasn't allowed to leave the table until she ate all of her vegetables at dinner. She resents having to eat vegetables now.
She doesn't like eating vegetables now because she was forced to as a kid. You know, when I think of this word resent or resentment, I think of boundaries. Because there's a lot of resentment. Some people have resentment towards others. They kind of hate them. They didn't used to hate them, but over time they started to hate the other person because their own boundaries weren't good enough. They didn't know when to say no to the other person. Friends, if you can learn how to say no to somebody and tell them what you don't like and what you like, then you won't resent them later on. But if you don't know how to say no, if you don't have good boundaries, you will resent the other person.
That is an excellent point and a really good example. And it's true. If you don't have good boundaries, then you will end up resenting the person that ends up doing something. And it's not necessarily the other person's fault, because we have to take responsibility for our own actions. Okay, well, let's continue on here. This will ease some of the anger and resentment you've kept bottled up for years. Now, that's kind of a fun phrase, to bottle up something. Typically when I think of a bottle.
Well, that is a fun phrase. Of course, a bottle is something that you can drink out of, right? But of course, a bottle has a cap on top. You can close the cap. You can bottle something up. You can bottle some liquid up and use it later. However, you can also bottle your emotions up, and that's not a good idea. I think we need to picture this like it's a soda bottle. And if you go and buy a soda bottle like Coke or Sprite, if you shake it up nice and then open the cap, you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen, Rebecca?
It's going to explode just like that. Exactly. And you know something? When you bottle up your emotions and your feelings, this means that you are not willing to talk about them. And then one day, when you least expect it, someone might say something to you and all of a sudden, you explode. You get really upset about something.
Exactly. And friends, this is a phrase that we use commonly when talking about emotions and when people keep their emotions inside. They bottle it up. So you can use this phrase too. We continue, refuse to be a victim and accept responsibility for dealing with your painful past. This puts you in charge and limits the power your emotions have over you. So there's that idea of emotions and control. Do you have control over your emotions, or do your emotions have control over you?
And take specific steps to resolve your emotional debt now instead of dealing with the consequences later. A good reminder. Well, right now, it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit. May I help you?
Yes. I'm here to pay a debt.
And how much do you owe the bank?
Well, it's not a financial debt. My debt is even more damaging.
What form of debt is it?
Emotional debt.
Excuse me?
I experience emotional pain that remains unresolved.
How does that affect your life?
It emerges causing me to respond in unreasonable ways. The result is destroyed relationships and lost opportunities. I've lost happiness, love, and success.
That's a high price to pay.
My tendency to respond inappropriately hurts those around me.
People with destructive patterns should check for emotional debt.
Yes. Past abuse or neglect, controlling parents, demanding teachers, a broken relationship. There are many causes.
And if they discover emotional debt?
The first step is to recognize their feelings.
Confront the pain?
Yes. Admit they are angry. Discuss it and write it down.
Some have anger and resentment that's been bottled up for years.
Let it out. Refuse to be a victim. Accept responsibility. Be in charge. Resolve to pay the emotional debt.
Yes, or you will deal with the consequences later.
So, here's the payment for my debt.
Your debt is paid in full.
Yes.
So, Rebecca, do you forgive me?
Gabe, yes, I forgive you. I decided that I don't want to hold grudges.
Good, good, good. All right, friends, thank you so much for joining us for this very important lesson. And we have another fun lesson for you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.